Hello, Mr. Strange.
Hey, good afternoon, Al. It's Tom. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tommy. How you doing? Let me get you, Nicky.
Good.
Hang on 1 second.
Sure.
Hey, Tom, hang on 2 seconds, Tom.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Joe, what you can do? You can solder a fail on for Tommy or for Bobby D'Ambrosio.
I got one job you can do. Fine.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. I think I got that 3-carrier sold. The guy's coming back in on Thursday. I had to get him a couple little side stones for a mounting that he wants to see next to it. But
hopefully
Thursday I'll get a deposit. But other than that, we're doing good. How about you?
Excellent. Very good. Everything's pretty good over here. Yeah, no
good.
Complaints.
Good. And you got that package I sent back with all the stuff?
I received the package you sent back last week. Yes, thank you.
Good. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank God. I get a little nervous, man, sending stuff back up to you. So, that Rochester post office isn't too kind to me.
Yeah, everything got back here right on time. Perfect.
Beautiful. Okay, good. Yeah, so I want to keep that keep the channels open, which is good. So, other than that, we're full steam ahead over here. Nothing really else is percolating, but I do have a customer coming in, but they're doing a sapphire center that they're supplying, if you can believe that. Got this blue-green color sapphire. I tell you, it's terrible looking. I don't know where the hell they got it. It's awful, but this is what the girl wants to work with. But that's the only other deal I got percolating right now. But other than that, we're good.
Excellent. Very good. You guys taking off any time for the 4th this week?
Nope.
Or?
Nah, we'll be off Saturday the 4th.
Saturday?
That's it. We work, man. We work the hours. We should be trainers like Musk, as many hours as we work. But we put the time in behind the counter, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, that's good. You know what? The best ability is availability, as I've been told.
That's the truth, man. What about you? You taking any time?
We're just off on Saturday, so we're here, today.
Okay, same thing.
The rest of the week. Yep, same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you get screwed like us. Beautiful. Misery loves company, buddy, which is great.
That's it.
This is fantastic. Yeah. You following any of that World Cup, man? It's been some exciting games.
Phenomenal games, yeah. I'm looking forward to Wednesday night. Hopefully,
Wednesday
I'll
be going, though.
Can get it done, but yeah, I saw Brazil won this afternoon, and
I couldn't see that. I couldn't see that. I wanted to have that on the store, but I was way too busy.
I just saw the score. Yeah, they won 2-1, and then,
but I did watch Canada's game. I watched, which was a good game, and then I watched. I watched a bunch, man. It's so hard to remember all the. I guess I saw Portugal, which I wasn't. I'd say I wasn't really impressed with Portugal's game. I mean, it was like a 0-0 draw.
0-0, right? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
Canada.
But it wasn't really impressive. I watched that entire game. I've been watching a ton. France, that they won, I think 4-1. That was a good game. I've been watching quite a few. I mean, the wife's not into soccer, but they've been. It's some exciting games, man. I've been like back to back. They've been coming on, so I've just been. I've just been leaving them on, which is, I don't really, I told you before, I don't really follow the soccer, but Jesus, with as many games as I watch now, I've finally got a feel for what's going on. So now I'm like, oh, okay, they're loading the left side, they're loading the right side, I'm looking for the squirter. I'm like, all right, so now I'm able to read it a little bit better, which is, it's becoming more exciting for me to watch as I'm following it a little bit more. So I don't understand all the positions and whatnot, and I don't get all the offsides and whatnot, but I'm enjoying it for sure.
Yeah, it's good. I grew up playing soccer, so I'm.
Oh, well, then you know.
Yeah, I know all about the rules and whatnot, but yeah, very tactical game. You know, I mean, people sometimes get turned off because the games are 1-0 or 2-1, but it's all strategy. You know,
it really, and I'll tell you, it's the teamwork and how they kind of like get the field and how they get the people aligned and like I'm like, what's all this back play? But it really is like chess, man. They're looking for certain matchups and they're trying to get guys. It's very interesting. It's technical. I got to tell you what, I'm definitely enjoying it more now that I'm understanding it. I wouldn't say that I understand everything, but I'm getting it. I'm understanding some of the plays, and I'm starting to see how some plays are developing, which has been very exciting though. So I'm hoping for Wednesday night. I'm thinking. Did you watch the Americans play the Turkey game or whatever?
I watched that game. I mean, you know what though? They only played one starter out of their regular 11. So
that
was smart. Rest everybody up, and you're already locked into the knockout round. Why risk anything?
Yeah.
So I don't think they'll lose momentum. I know a lot of the analysts were saying, you want to push for the 3 wins in a row, but I don't know. I think the guys will be just fine.
Yeah, that was kind of my mentality. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm thinking, like, I wanted to three-peat.
Well, I did, too, of course. you know.
But it's the momentum, and that, you take any doubt out. You know, you don't want to start second guessing yourself. I get it, but this is why. If I watch the Texas Hold'em guys play poker, I make all the wrong decisions. That's why I'm not a head coach. That's why I'm not a millionaire. Any decision I make has always been the wrong one.
Well, you know how it goes in sports, like anything, Nick. You know what? If they win this next game 4-0 over Bosnia, they're going to say that was a perfect move. They did the right thing. They lose, they're going to be like, see what happened? They lost momentum.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's the expert. Yeah,
everybody's a Monday morning quarterback.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm excited for that one for sure, though. But I'll tell you the truth, all the other games I've been watching, I haven't been disappointed, and you're going to laugh at me, but I like more than anything is I love the fact that nobody's uniforms are similar, so I can identify everybody on the field. I hate in football when they got the white pants and the red shirt. The other guys get the red shirt with the white pants. Everybody looks the same on the field. Now it's like red, blue, white, black. All right, perfect. I got it.
Soccer, they clearly have a light color and then a dark color. That's it.
Oh, yeah, man, I love it. So I can follow. That shit frustrates me, though. But, oh, man, we'll see. Any games on tonight, or is it they play already?
Tonight, actually, it's going to be a great one. Netherlands against Morocco. Morocco's actually dangerous.
They are dangerous.
Yeah, they went to the semis last World Cup, which I didn't know until, I don't know, one announcer was saying it. I didn't know. They were a Cinderella last World Cup 4 years ago, yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, I'll definitely have it. Oh, yeah, we got nothing.
Netherlands, they have the current, both of these teams are like complete dark horses that nobody really thinks of, but they're dangerous. Netherlands has not lost a World Cup game in like 16 straight World Cup games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, you think you got a front runner now who's looking to be a finalist? I thought France was looking really good.
I would say front runner's got to be France and Argentina.
Yeah, France is looking. I told my daughter that, and she's like, oh, yeah, well, Brazil's really good. I'm like, you better start watching France, dude. They're looking pretty goddamn amazing.
Yeah, France looks real strong.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll see. Okay,
but,
cool.
Hey, go USA.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I bleed red, white, and blue. After they're knocked out, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, and that's the best part. Like, I don't really care about any other country. So it's like as long as the game is close or whatever, competitive, I'm always like, who are you rooting for? I'm like, I don't know anybody on the field.
Just make it exciting.
I don't know. Russia, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, I don't give a shit.
You weren't rooting for Iran, though.
Oh, yeah, right. I told you, what I'm enjoying more than anything is the YouTube videos of the Europeans going to all the food places here in the United States. I'm getting the biggest kick out of that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I guess TSA's now put up signs about not bringing ranch as a carry-on.
It's hysterical, but the videos have been priceless. I mean, these guys, it's hysterical. I mean, that they're going crazy over, like, Chick-fil-A and Buc-ee's. I'm going, imagine if they went to, like, a real Italian restaurant in New York City. They'd have, like, a real heart attack, but they're impressed with that. Like, forget it. But it's so interesting to see how because I think they said something like 6 million Europeans are here, and it seems like they're all, for the most part, are having, like, really, really, really good experiences. They're saying how they've been lied to, how it's U.S. is, like, collapsing, it's a third world country, and everybody's starving. They're going, I don't know what the hell they were saying, but this place is unbelievable. I don't want to go home. Welcome to America, baby.
Yeah,
you know, well, those 20 million illegals weren't coming over here for nothing. They all said something sad about the United States, man. So I'm loving it.
Well, like you said last time, Nick. I mean, so true. You want to, you want to hate America, watch the news. You want to love America, just come and visit.
Come and visit, brother. Come and visit. All right, I got the other line for
you,
brother.
I'll talk
to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep. All right, talk to you soon, bud. Take care.